Welcome to PR Say, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PR Say, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like, or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PR Say. This is the official podcast for the Houston chapter of Public Relations Society of America. And I'm your host, Veronica V. Sofer, thrilled to be here with you because on PR Say, we get to meet all of our members. We bring them right to you on the podcast. So if you are driving and you want to connect with PRSA members, all you have to do is hit subscribe and you can download all of our podcasts and really get to know who's in your chapter. Let's build our network. That's what it's about. If you're listening on Facebook or YouTube and you're actually catching the video, then please make sure you drop us some comments and my guest and I will be sure to connect with you. So let me go ahead and get this episode started. I am going to be bringing on Christina Michelle. Welcome to PR Say.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited about our conversation today because we do have members that go in and out of different chapters all over the country. We've got new members coming in and then they join our local chapter and then we've got members moving away and they join chapters. But you actually made a really interesting transition. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So I guess to start with, for the longest time since I was a little girl, I've had this dream of living and working overseas, moving to another country, seeing other cultures, just experiencing that and just traveling the world. And so a while back, my father and I, we saw this special on the evening news about American expats who were moving to New Zealand. It was just, the country was just looked so beautiful. There was, it just seemed like a very great quality of life, relatively safe, slower pace. And so it was something that we talked about, but it always seemed very far away until the pandemic hit. And that really kind of put a fire in me that said, I'm out of excuses. Being shut in for so long, I was like, I really, really do need to, when everything opens back up, I'm just going to put myself out there and go for it. There is no reason for me to deny myself of this experience. So I worked to connect with overseas employers. I got with a job coaching firm that specializes in helping people find work overseas. And eventually I got an offer from an organization called Auckland Transport, which is the Auckland region's metro is the way that I like to describe it.
I loved how you described it. So I was like, oh, so you went from HGAC, which we all know about here, and you just took it to the other side of the globe. That's all you did. Like the work is basically similar, right?
Yes, it's actually very similar, especially concerning. So the Houston Galveston Area Council is the metropolitan planning organization for our region. Mm-hmm. Auckland Transport fulfills a very similar role. So in addition to controlling the transit, the ferries, the some of the commuter rail lines, they also help with planning and street development improvements, safety. They are involved in all of that over there. And it was so funny because when I was interviewing for the position, they were describing kind of the organization, their situation and everything. And I told him, if you had not told me this was about Auckland Transport, I could have sworn you were talking about HGAC.
Yeah, which is awesome. I love that. And I love that you just put yourself out there. I mean, how inspiring, Christina. That's really amazing.
Yes. And it was, and it is a huge leap for me because, believe it or not, I have never actually been to New Zealand. It was one of those things that I wanted to go visit there. And again, COVID kind of deprived me, the pandemic kind of deprived me of the opportunity. And so I, again, just decided to go for it. And my hope is that it's going to be an amazing and wonderful experience, and I'm just looking forward to bringing my unique skill set to help their organization.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. So tell us a little bit about your background in PR. I mean, we know you were at HGAC, and just such a great organization that supports so much of the work that many of us do, especially in the public sector. But tell us a little bit how you got into PR.
I got into PR actually when I was studying as a communications major over at the University of Houston. I had originally started out as a journalism major, which was actually really, really good for my public relations career because it made me really great at finding and telling great stories. But I had about a year left in my before graduation, and it was time to pick an internship to do.
Right.
And right. I ended up, instead of doing one at a newspaper, I ended up doing one at a school called the Regis School of the Sacred Heart, and it was a PR style internship. And I ended up loving that even more than journalism. So I decided to just make the switch.
That's awesome. I love that. And hey, from coming from the K-12 space on the PR side, I love that other people saw the benefit, right? Because there's messaging and communication. We all need it in all the spaces, but it really makes a difference in the education space and in the public service space, as you transitioned into, you well know.
Absolutely. Yes. And then for a while I worked for, it was a pharmacy technician advocacy group called the National Pharmacy Technician Association. I worked for them for a while, and then I ended up coming back to my alma mater, the University of Houston. Go Cougs.
That's right.
And I worked for them doing communications and PR for about 7 years. And then I ended up in the healthcare sector at Houston Methodist, the Willowbrook location, for 2 years. And that was basically PR, communications, corporate communications, boot camp.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Been there, done that, sister. I can tell you.
Yes. I always tell people, if you can make it in the healthcare industry, you can make it anywhere.
That's right. Yes. That's probably what, you know, Sinatra meant. I'm sure that's what he meant when he
was. That's what he really meant.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. And so how did you make the transition out of healthcare into, because public service is public service. I tell people that all the time, right? But once your heart is there and you decide that's what you find value in, sometimes you can go to different niches, but public service is still really at the core of what you're doing with your messaging. How did you transition over?
It was actually pretty easy. A lot of what happens with the Houston-Galveston Area Council, like you said, in the public sector, a lot of it is very similar messaging, very similar, goals, causes. So it was real easy to make the transition. And it also helped that I was going to an organization with a communications team run by the amazing Megan Coughlin.
Amen.
Who has such a, yes, she has just an amazing vision for what she wanted the communications team to be and where she wanted it to take the agency. So having that clear goal of what the light at the end of the tunnel looked like really helped me see, okay, I see where you're trying to get to. Let me help you find the path to get there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I love that that was your journey. And I'm sure in your role, you were able to pick up some of the pieces from the corporate, from healthcare, and bring it all into the public sector, which is super important. So Christina, what advice, as we wrap up, I want to ask you, what advice would you offer to young PR professionals, especially our PRSSA members that we have at U of H and some of the other programs that we mentor and support with? What advice would you give them as they're coming out of school and looking for those internships and those first few jobs?
Yes. So I would say two things. One, on the professional development side, boost up your LinkedIn profile, like beef it up, fill it with writing samples, and be active on LinkedIn. Engage with find the employers that speak to you, that have causes that you support, that has messaging that you want to support, an organization that really speaks to you, and just put yourself out there, connect with people who work there. and do it. You can do it all through LinkedIn. That's actually how I ended up making the connection with Auckland Transport and the New Zealand employers over there. So I would say, target those employers that you really, really want to work for and meet people who work at those organizations and make good friends with them. The second piece of advice that I would say, and this is just for a lifelong thing, is don't ever lose your sense of curiosity.
Yes.
I encourage any public relations professional, no matter what background they come from, whether it's corporate communications, journalism, digital media, enter your position like with the mindset of a journalist. Look for those stories. Find the right questions to ask. Develop nuances with the experts, with the people who really have those great stories to tell. And just never lose your sense of curiosity, because some of the best stories that you encounter are the ones that happen when you just open yourself, when you open your mind to them.
That's fantastic advice. I love that. And that's good advice for all of us, not just our young professionals. It's a good reminder for those of us who are a little more seasoned around the edges, because when we do lose that curiosity, we lose some of the spunk and passion that really got us into the space. So thanks so much for that reminder. Christina, how can people connect with you? What's the best way? I think LinkedIn is probably the answer, but I thought I'd give you a chance to confirm.
LinkedIn is definitely going to be the best way to connect with me. And I am on LinkedIn. I am very active, and I intend to be posting pictures from my new position in Auckland very soon.
That's awesome. Well, I'm super excited. I can't wait to see the pictures. Your friends in Houston are rooting you on. We can't wait for you to share some of the insights as when you make your way back home, so that we can live vicariously through you on the other side of the globe.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, we will talk to you soon, and we'll be checking out through your posts.
All right.
All right. That wraps up this episode of PRSA. I hope you enjoyed the chat with Christina. Make sure you connect with her on LinkedIn. We want to support her and her endeavors and see what she's doing on the other side in New Zealand. So with that, we'll wrap up this episode. Just a reminder, if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes of PRSA. This is where you get to connect with the Houston chapter members, and we want to make sure that you are always connected and networking. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments, and Christina and I will be sure to circle back with you. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this episode, and we'll see you next time.